I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
Welcome to Rich Text, a podcast about our cultural obsessions, like Sierra absolutely eating Amanda up.
If you're listening today, you're already a subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text, now on Patreon. Thank you, as always, for being here. You quite literally make our work possible.
We are here today because we watched part one of the Summer House reunion, and we also wanted to chat about some other things that have been on our mind, like off campus and how everyone is obsessed with off campus. Not
everyone.
Me. I'm cool.
You're like me.
I have
personally.
Better taste. And also Alex Cooper's recent pregnancy announcement, which has made the entire right wing just completely lose their ever loving minds because they're so jealous.
It's truly, truly incredible stuff. Like, literally, I think we both feel very neutrally about Alex Cooper, but the pink pill ladies are having an absolute fucking meltdown. So
yeah,
we got to talk about it. But let's start with the thing that has been on our minds and on our hearts. And that is the Summer House reunion part one, which, okay, I watched it live and then I rewatched it so that I could really take it in, the uncensored version. Mm-hmm. And oh boy, the editors are cooking with this one.
They've been polishing this episode. They've been crafting it. I have to tell you what whiplash it was to go from basically just consuming nothing but off-campus and off-campus social media content and clips from the press tour for like the entire past week to watching Westling Wilson and Amanda Bettula on my screen. I was like, oh no, this is what real men are like. this is real life.
I saw a reel or something. I don't know who posted it. And it said something like, going to turn on like reality television to remind myself that like not every man is written by a woman.
Yeah. Most of them aren't. Pretty grim. Well, I feel like for my husband, at least, it's very disorienting because I'm constantly either like slightly mad at him because of something that a reality TV star did, or I'm like super affectionate because of something that a fictional character written by a woman did. And he's like, none of this has anything to do with me. I'm very confused.
You're like, correct.
I'm like, I'm sorry. This is my job, is to just pour stories about masculinity into my head and just like let it stew. Okay, so coming into this, it was definitely a hard adjustment to reality. But at the same time, we've been waiting for this for a long time.
And I will say the opening was strong. I love that they set the scene. We got this moment in March where Kyle and Lindsay are in the studio filming confessionals separately. There's a knock on the door. Kyle comes in. He's like, Lindsay, you should check your phone. The statement has dropped. And we get like Lindsay reading the full statement aloud. They all end up on this like big conference call with Jesse and Mia and Carl.
They're like patching people in on different phones, holding the phones next to each other. I mean, everyone's a mess. They're rattled. They're rocked. We learn that Amanda contacted Kyle the night before the statement, and West texted Kyle an hour before the statement. West just doing the least through
always all
of this. Carl mentioned something about how he was picking up on inappropriate touching, or like Kyle says that Carl told him that this was happening, that he noticed inappropriate touching between West and Amanda over the last summer and post-filming period.
So did we, Carl, as viewers.
It's like, okay, so it sounds like that's something he had said before. So I wonder if, like, when the rumors started percolating, that's when they all started, like, trawling back through their recollections and being like, actually, that wasn't normal. That was even beyond our normal level of coziness as a group. And Jesse says that the statement is the first time he has heard the rumors confirmed. So no one texted Jesse. West didn't send Jesse a heads up. Mia says she's in LA, and so she's thinking about taking the red eye back so she can check on Sierra. And they're all like, who's checking on Sierra? we need to make sure Sierra's okay.
They also discuss the timeline, and everyone seems very unclear. That's like the big question. Like, when the fuck did this start? What's going on? They're trying to wrap their heads around it. Kyle says that Amanda told him it had been going on for about a month, which would be the February start point. But that's also, remember, when Wes said it got serious. A lot going on in February.
It seriously got going. It got going seriously.
Kyle also points out that there were blind items going back to June 2025. And Mia says that she believes that at a minimum, Wes and Amanda were together mid-January, which matches up with what Sierra says during the reunion about, like, starting to get suspicious around January 17th. So,
yeah.
Open questions.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's just there's no trust, right? Like, they lied to everyone repeatedly. So, obviously, there's no trust that they're going to just lay out the timeline in a move of complete honesty and transparency.
That's the thing. These people are liars.
Right. And it also seems likely that this evolved in a way where they feel like they have plausible deniability on a lot. Like, oh, sure, we were having these, like, emotional conversations and these feelings, and we were, like, maybe holding hands or, like, snuggling. But
we didn't have
sex. So, like, it hadn't started yet, you know? It seems like they use that, the vagueness of defining things, to their benefit whenever they can. So then we see the pre-reunion getting ready and all the cast arriving at the studio. They don't even, like, they're not even all sitting on the set until, like, 15 minutes into the episode.
I kind of loved it. I was like, they're really, like, leaning into narrative here. They're giving us the Bravo timeline, right? Suddenly, we're not in March anymore. We're at April 23rd. And that is when the reunion filmed.
So now they're basically just doing a documentary show about making a show. It's like the time when they're actually on stage is not even the main thing you're watching. It moves seamlessly in between the stuff that is technically filming and the stuff that is not. Right. They'll be like, all right, here we go. Action. And they've been just already talking on camera for 20 minutes.
I love it. This Bravo does this well. Mm-hmm. And they do some of this every reunion. But with Summer House, they're doing more. They're giving us more. Mm-hmm. We see that, like, the boys other than Wes are all sharing a dressing room. Amanda and Wes are sharing a dressing room. And the vibes are unsettling. Like, I immediately got the ick when these two entered my screen.
And Andy Cohen comes in to say hi to them and the others, and he's even like, you guys seem surprisingly calm, or, like, weirdly calm. And they're like, what else can you do? This was the point where I was like, they are on something. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I think that they decided that they needed some help to get through this. Like, it really seems like some beta blockers are at play or something like that. Maybe not. Maybe that's just, like, some sort of self-imposed psychological coping mechanism.
But there is, like, a blankness behind
the
eyes.
That's how it comes across. And honestly, the only reason I'm saying that is because that's what I would do if I were about to go get torn to shreds by all of my ex-friends. I would probably take a Xanax and whatever else was on offer. But the results of whatever psychological mindfulness method and or drug they're using is that they seem extremely blank and checked out.
even Andy is alarmed. We also learn in this segment that KJ was supposed to be going to that Yankees game where we saw Amanda and Wes share a kiss. But Amanda went instead because KJ is no longer friends with Wes.
That's so romantic. They didn't even plan that together.
No, it's like, oh, want to be my plus one?
No
my
one else.
Friend canceled on me.
No one else will hang out with me anymore. Sierra arrives through a back entrance. She already has her full glam on, and she has her own dressing room. She went, like, red with her hair.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic.
I mean, everything. She's just always looks fantastic.
And she has a little pre-reunion chat with Andy, and he asks who she feels more betrayed by, and she says Amanda. She's like, West, I was shocked by, but I really feel more betrayed. by Amanda. And yeah.